looking at the team, there's been a few changes this year. A lot of young guys coming in, including a young defensive tackle in Sharif Floyd in the first round of the draft. Has he approached you at all to touch base and maybe try to absorb some information and what he needs to do going into his first year in the pros?
I kind of took it upon myself, and I initiated conversation with him, took him under my wing right off the bat, and just kind of told him what to expect going forward. And he has a lot of veterans around him, and I just told him to, you know, soak it up, be a sponge, try to absorb everything you can from all the veteran guys, and try to use what applies to you and discard the stuff that doesn't.
I suspect you're not going to want to linger on perhaps players who are no longer with the franchise, but there was a high-profile trade earlier in the year with Percy Harvin heading to Seattle. How did you react to that news? Because it appeared to raise a few eyebrows among the roster.
Yeah, initially you're like, what in the world are they doing? But, I mean, they thought they made the right move for the team, and then we end up bringing in Greg Jennings, who we consider can help us a lot.
Ramon, it's not usual to see the Steelers not in the playoffs, which is what happened this year. I mean, how hard was it to not only watch the postseason rather than compete in it, but then to also have to watch, you know, one of your biggest rivals win the Super Bowl?
It's one of those things that we don't ever want to happen, ever want to see happen again. I mean, us not making the playoffs is one thing, but to go 8-8 to, it was just a bad year in our eyes. It's not something that we look forward to. It's definitely ready to get the season started and start it right.
Dante, a lot of people are talking about the NFC West in the moment, in particular the blossoming rivalry between Seattle and San Francisco. Why do you think these two teams in particular are capturing the imagination of the fans and the media so vividly at the moment?
Well, because first of all, both teams have to win. You can't just be in a division, one in the bottom of the basement and the one is in the penthouse. Both teams have to win. We both have defenses that resemble each other, two hard physical defenses that get after you. On offense, they have two dynamic young quarterbacks in Wilson and Cap. The running game is identical with Marshawn Lynch and Frank Gore. You have tight ends. Vernon Davis is arguably the best in the National Football League. And, you know, Percy Harvin coming over and Pete Carroll and, you know, Coach Harbaugh, you know, going all the way back to college, having a rivalry. It's just so many things, you know, that capture the imagination of people and fans and, you know, and winning. So that's why the rivalry is going to be the best in the National Football League, and we're looking forward to playing them game two. You know, they can dub themselves best secondary in the league, and I heard some stuff around the league from other guys talking about best secondary in the league. The best secondary in the league is the team that the secondary that's not afraid to tackle, the secondary that's going to give it up for one another, and, you know, not give up big plays. And we consider ourselves one of the best in the National Football League.